I just like to begin with a verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Before I found our Heavenly Father, I struggled a lot with anger, anxiety, and depression. I grew up not having the best relationship with my parents. They worked in a restaurant 6 days a week and were gone most of the day. It was just me and my two siblings at home. When my siblings moved out of the house, that was when my depression began. I felt alone and abandoned. It was hard for me to relate to anyone, even family. There were a lot of things I didn't understand that resorted to anger and frustration. I was very lost. Even though I didn't know God at the time, deep down inside, I yearned and prayed for someone like Nan, who is now my husband, to come into my life so I wouldn't be lonely anymore. Excuse me. Fast forward to 2014, Nan and I were ready to buy our first home. After many house viewings and failed offers, we stumbled upon a fixer-upper on Edgewood Drive in Framingham. We were hopeful and immediately put an offer in. We were outbid by someone else and were left to put house hunting on hold. We were certain that the house on Edgewood Drive was gone, but a month later, we got a call from our realtor. She asked if we were still interested in the house on Edgewood because the buyer had forfeited their deposit and backed out of the purchase last minute. About a year after we moved in, Dan Mealy, our neighbor, invited us to Crossroads Church. I remember the feeling of dread and not wanting to go. My mom had just passed a few months before and had fallen into a state where I just didn't want to do anything, especially commit to going to church. Surprisingly, I went. Nan had been so supportive with the loss of my mom, and I realized he was really interested. So I figured attending church wouldn't hurt. It was my first time attending church. I have to admit, it was kind of uncomfortable because I did not know the order of service and what we were doing. Nan wanted to attend again, so I went along. To my surprise, the sermons were speaking to me. It was as if God was speaking to me and telling me that he understood and knew the struggles I faced. Anger, anxiety, and depression. It really comforted me and made me feel at home. I started going to church every Sunday. I realized I wanted to know more about Christianity and Jesus. I wanted to know the stories of God and Jesus, so I started reading the Bible. Dan and Katie, our neighbors, offered to host Bible study and were there to help us understand and answer any questions we had. There were a lot of questions I had, though. I still wonder if God truly existed. Nan had a lot of experiences hearing God through dreams, and he had a personal relationship with God. I wanted my own personal relationship with God and to know he was with me. It was then I truly wanted to devote myself to Jesus. On December 28, 2015, after a little more than a month of going to church and Bible study, my husband, Nan, and I decided to give our lives to Jesus. Excuse me. Sorry. More recently, I've been wanting to grow spiritually, and I have been asking God to give me an opportunity to spread his word and love to other people. A couple weeks ago, I was asked to give my testimony for First Sunday. Going back to my old self, I immediately thought, oh no, I'm terrified of public speaking. I can't do this. I turned it down and said, no, I'm sorry. I don't think I can do it. It wasn't until the sermon Pastor Ron gave the Sunday before Christmas that I realized my prayer was answered. Ron asked, are you moving along in your spiritual life? Are you growing in your spiritual maturity? It was like God speaking to me again and asking me those questions. Giving my testimony was an opportunity to be selfless and share my story and journey with God. God gave me the courage to speak in front of you all, and that is why I'm here today. I gave my life to Jesus about a year ago, and since then have come to realize that anger, anxiety, and depression are not of Jesus. I've learned I'm not perfect, and I still struggle at times. Whenever I now get upset, instead of yelling at the one I'm angry with, I now take a moment to go to Jesus with my emotions because I know he hears me, loves me, and cares about what I'm going through. I can share all my emotions with him, and he can handle it. Doing that helps to calm me down and enables me to then do the right thing by responding in love to those whom I'm upset. I have Jesus as my Savior, and now am on a journey to be more like him with the help of the Holy Spirit in me. Last week, I even had the opportunity to share my story with a coworker, and it's also very exciting to see my brother come to have a relationship with Jesus and growing in his faith. He's back there. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I trust that Jesus is cleansing my heart of all the sin that has been there and giving me his new life and growing his character in me. I now depend on him more and more to change my emotions and to give me patience and peace. I also see now that God has a plan, meeting Non, moving to Edgel Drive, and meeting Dan and Katie, and all of you at this church. God is using each and every experience and relationship to teach me more about himself, to use me to share his love with others. Thank you.